Jack McLam program, coming to you from these high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Hope you had a great day today, folks, wherever you're at. We've certainly had a good one here at our two police and military associations, working very hard here to try to get this Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter out. We're pleased with it. Looks like we've got a lot of great articles in there, information and reports on what is going on in America and around the world. Hope that all of you will get a copy of this Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And you can do so by writing to us to Aid and Abet. And it's easy to do. Much easier than writing Aid and Abet. Just get out an envelope and put a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. So on the envelope, you'll have A and A. And mail that out to HC, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, like the old Magnum revolver I carried on duty. Wonderful weapon. And that's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H. Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. When you get a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, you know that every police officer and every soldier needs to have that publication in their hands. The material they need to put in their minds. And that material, we pray and we do ask as fellow lawmen and soldiers for them to get up and get active and speak out and help us turn this nation back to God and our constitutional republic. And so we're busy doing that around here today and a lot of other things happening. We're having a guest on tonight, I hope. I hope we'll have a state representative of Oklahoma, Charles Key, on tonight. There's just been a big conference on the Oklahoma City bombing by those that are on the side that know that our government had a part to play in that, and also in the cover-up, who actually blew up that building from the inside out. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hopefully our guest will be with us. If not, we will continue on because I've got a lot of great information, new information, about the Oklahoma City bombing and the people who have surrounded that incident in America. Be back in just a couple minutes.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Jack McLam retired up here in these great Rocky Mountains, and it's good to be back with you tonight. As I told you, we were going to be blessed tonight, and we truly are, to have one of my heroes, Representative Charles Key from the great state of Oklahoma. Now, Charles, as some of you may know, was elected to the Oklahoma House of Representatives in 1986. He represented the Western Legislative District where he was raised, grew up, and he served as Republican Minority Whip from 88 to 90 and currently then served. He's now a former representative for the state of Oklahoma. He served as Criminal Justice on the Criminal Justice Committee, Judiciary Committee, Education Committee, and served on the Banking and Finance Committee. And so the thing that I enjoy and our police and military association appreciates so much about this man is he knows that there is something wrong with the official report of how the Mir building was taken down, and he knows that there has been a tremendous cover-up, and he has gone undauntedly into the day and the night to press for investigation after investigation, county grand jury investigation, and he has gone through what I'm sure some would say the pits of hell with the government trying to stop him at every part of this investigation that he's tried to do. And so we're proud to have and honored to have him on the Officer Jack McLam program. And so I want him to come on right now. Charles Key, are you with us tonight?
I am here, Jack. Good to be
brother,
with you.
It's so good to have you on, and I'm excited to talk to you tonight. We talked to you last week before your very large confab you're going to have there in Oklahoma City. It can, what would we call it? Not a convention, but some kind of a gathering of those concerned about the government's cover-up of this matter. So would you tell us, Charles, about how that went? You had some great speakers, General Ben Parton and many others there. How did that go, brother?
It went great, Jack. It was really a great event, and I have to give one person, actually there's a lot of people, you know, you never can do this without a lot of people making it happen, but one guy in particular has helped keep the ball rolling the last year or so here in Oklahoma City, and he got this thing started. He gets the most credit for making sure we had a really good 10th anniversary event, Chris Emery, and he is a documentary film producer, and he's working on a documentary on this case also, so I think we'll see something good out of him in that regard.
Well, good.
But we had Congressman Bob Barr Tuesday night at our dinner banquet. Went very, very well. Very well attended. Had a lot of people there. And then the next day, which was yesterday, the 20th, we had all day long from 9 in the morning till almost 10 at night, speakers back to back to back.
Oh, my goodness.
And some that have never spoken before, like some like an Oklahoma City police officer that was very, very involved in the Oklahoma City rescue effort, had one of the dogs that helped find people that were hurt and still alive in the rescue effort, and then subsequently, because of so many things he learned, asked some questions and spoke out, and he held his ground, and he did go through hell. I said that yesterday. I said, Don, we really appreciate what you've done, and we know that you have gone through a lot of hell because of taking a stand.
Yeah.
He went before the county grand jury we had here, and those prosecutors, they tried to do everything they could, include lie about Terry Yakey, and they knew they were lying about that. The
about Sergeant Terry Yakey that was suicided by somebody because he wouldn't stop investigating the Oklahoma City bombing. Yeah.
Also, the federal agents told all city and county and state officers that they were going to file charges against them if they didn't back off and do things their way. And he said for a while everybody was pretty worried, was seriously worried, very worried about it. And they thought they were really going to file charges against them. And just a blatant, heavy-handed effort to try to intimidate everyone. Hmm. And
what's this officer's name?
His name is Don Browning.
Don Browning?
Yeah, and he's a genuine patriot, and he is a man that loves the truth, and he's a real servant of the people.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. Wow. Don Browning. Okay.
We had an investigator that had never spoken publicly before that has not only did he investigate the Middle Eastern part of this and where it goes into the Philippines and everything and knew all kinds of details that people haven't heard anything about, but he's had a long career of being an investigator for primarily attorneys but also government on a lot of cases where he dug up information they didn't want to be made public, and he was threatened and intimidated, and probably lucky he's alive today.
Yes.
Because he has dug up a lot of dirty, rotten stuff that the government's been involved in over the years, and corporations that, you know, these big corporations that do business with the government.
Well,
and
you hear it, our police and military organization, they run the government. Big corporations.
And that's the kind that he was either working with or for and was digging up a lot of dirt on, and then therefore was told in no uncertain terms, you know, you will give us all the documents you've got or else.
Yeah.
They didn't want them to get out in the public realm.
Uh-huh.
So that was a very good one. We had Craig Roberts.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
The author of the Medusa Files, former police officer in Tulsa,
yeah,
speak, and he was one of the favorites of the whole two-day event.
Betcha. Yeah, he's excellent. He's a dear buddy. Colonel Craig Roberts has got a great background in investigations and all, and you can pretty much believe that what he says he truly means. He's a straight shooter, so I'm really happy he was there.
Mm-hmm. It was a very successful event. It was just a very good two-day event.
What kind of turnout did you have?
We had about 200 people,
okay,
or at least, I don't know what the final count is, but I know we had 200 or maybe
yeah,
more.
Okay. Yeah, it's, my goodness gracious, that's fantastic. And I'm sure General Ben Parton was a favorite too, was he not?
Oh, definitely. Matter of fact, he spoke not only at our event yesterday, but I drove him to the Oklahoma Conservative Political Action Committee, which meets every Wednesday and has a luncheon every Wednesday in Oklahoma City and has met for something like 18 years straight and has become a real political force in Oklahoma politics. And they desperately wanted him to speak, so he had double duty. We went up there and packed in that room, and people were set in their seats, not moving. Of course, he spoke way over time, and nobody got up and left.
I'll bet you.
And I go there all the time, and I mean, that's a good crowd of people, but they were just frozen in their seats. Nobody left.
I'll bet you they didn't. Yeah, he's been on my show several times, and he's a great American. So are you, brother. I'm just proud and honored to know you, and thank you so much for doing this, continuing on with this fight to get the truth out about this situation.
Well, you're too kind, but we will have all of that on DVD and VHS sometime in the very near future.
Okay, good. Let us know. We want to announce it on the program for you so that people can get copies. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to keep up on what's going on and who's being attacked by the government for trying to expose the truth in this situation. I just read, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but my goodness gracious, to get ready for the show tonight, I read the new American Free Press report they put out, uncovering the Oklahoma cover-up. And my goodness, brother, your picture's in there, and a lot of good information. I learned about another victim who has mysteriously died since that happened. And, boy, I'll tell you, people are dying that get too close to it or knew too much, just like in the John F. Kennedy assassination. So that's a sure sign, brother, that the government is trying to cover up these things. What do you know, brother, about foreknowledge? I know that there was one congressman that they tried to nail Ishtook, I guess, but what do you know about those that might have had or indications that there was foreknowledge of this event happening?
Well, I think that's what the whole issue in the Oklahoma City bombing is. That's the whole purpose for cover-up,
yeah,
is they don't want the fact that they had prior knowledge to be, you know, made an official part of the case in the record.
Uh-huh.
They had numerous inside undercover agents and informants, and recently we've just found out that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL had knowledge that individuals were and had their own people inside Elohim City, and who knows where else they've got people around the country.
Yeah,
but had them inside there and knew what was getting ready to happen.
Yeah,
and meaning they knew that there were individuals planning to blow up government building. They'd staked out the Murrah building. They were getting ready to carry this out.
Wow.
So you know the list keeps growing of evidence and also of who knew,
yes,
what was going to happen.
Well, we'll be right back after this break, brother. And I tell you, I can't compliment you enough for staying in there on the field of battle to expose this. And we'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and Representative Charles Key. Stay tuned.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Representative Charles Key, former representative, and we're just reading, I'm reading a report here, Brother Key, about your efforts to get this local county grand jury, independent of federal investigators and independent of the federal grand jury, and my goodness gracious, my dear brother, you went through hell trying to get this investigation. This grand jury investigation, I'm reading a report, I don't know who wrote it here, but it was in 1997 somebody wrote this out, the things, the hoops you had to jump through and the government trying to stop you at every effort, and it's just incredible. Once again, I'm sure proving to you the extraordinary efforts they went to stop you from getting to the truth tells you a lot about this case, doesn't it?
Yeah, I ran across a quote. I wish I could remember it. I just saw it in the last few days where, you know, well, as a matter of fact, it was a CIA agent named Hasty or somebody said that, you know, and we've heard quotes like this before, when you're getting close to a target and the flak picks up, you know, you're right on target.
Yeah.
Or when the flak picks up and you get a lot of criticism, you know you're right on target.
Right on target. That's right. Yeah. Flak's heaviest when you're over the target.
Well, and you know, as a matter of fact, about that grand jury, as we had to fight the battles through the court, took us a year and a half to do that. When we finally won, we won at every round.
Yes.
And unanimous decisions. And when the Oklahoma Supreme Court gave us our final victory, then the Attorney General of the state then decided he would subpoena me and the chairman of the committee and my secretary at the state capitol and try to get us charged with some bogus misdemeanor charges relating to fundraising. He knew it wasn't true. He knew we hadn't violated any requirement to file this $15 fee and form. And as a matter of fact, they didn't even come up to my office to ask me about it. You know, didn't do any investigation. They just went up and made a big deal about it and then leaked it to the press. The press made a big deal about it. Shocked all of us, made us realize, hey, these guys are really serious. We had to go before yet a different grand jury called a multi-county grand jury, a lot like a federal standing grand jury.
Right.
We've got one of those in the state. And it was a very, very, very intense thing. I mean, we were all big-time concerned about that. And thank God for those people, because the folks in that grand jury, I found out later through some individuals that were in that grand jury that they tried to get those grand jurors to charges with these misdemeanor charges, and they refused to do it. And then they tried to talk them into letting them issue, meaning them being the prosecutors inside the grand jury, to issue a interim grand jury report. You know what that would sound like? It would read like we were about the worst thing that ever happened.
Yeah, Hitler's grandchildren or something.
And they wouldn't do that. Thank God for them. But when we went in there, one thing we demanded, we didn't demand, we requested and were adamant about having the right to do was to make opening statements, and it was hard for them to keep us from doing that. So we made, all of us, at least Ken and I, made real good opening statements, and I think that was very very important to those grand jurors to kind of put it in perspective. But, yeah, they were playing hard ball.
So in this, in one of these local county grand juries, you still got the government prosecutor in there trying to defend and protect the government. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
We tried to get one of this in the Gordon Call Sheriff Gene Matthews executions by federal agents down there in Arkansas, and of course Bill Clinton, who is the governor, fought us at every turn. We had all the evidence to prove that the one of the ATF agents went in and executed Gordon Call, and then the sheriff came in and saw it, and he got executed and died, and they blamed it on Call shooting the sheriff and sheriff shooting the federal fugitive Gordon Call. And we have all the evidence. I led a team of 12 officers down there from 9 different states, and we reinvestigated the case and proved that neither one of these guys shot each other. They were both shot in the back. And old Clinton was up there, of course, you know, with his mean Arkansas death list, you know, and he totally controlled the state. And this is a serious situation, Charles. What we found out that we didn't know as police officers is that states, just like the federal government's coming in and trying to take over investigations all the time, well, the county coroners that are elected in the counties are turning all their murder cases over to the state county or the state a medical examiner. And so the state hires a medical examiner that will say and do anything they tell them to do. And that's what we faced in the Gordon Call and Sheriff Gene Matthews executions. This state medical examiner who had covered up all the MENA Arkansas deaths involving the CIA drug running for the Clinton crime family, he covered this one up. And I met him personally, sat down with him, and asked him questions he couldn't answer. And so they were very nervous, but we could not get a county grand jury. We couldn't get a state grand jury. Of course, we couldn't get a federal one because at this time Clinton was now president. And we went to the Congress, and matter of fact, the guy that shot us down when we officers went in and presented all of our evidence was the guy that was your main speaker at your banquet.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he had all the evidence. He knew we had it, and he said he'd call us, and he never did, and just kind of buried it. So I'm sorry to say that, but I know what you've gone through, brother, and we sure appreciate it. You've gone through hell, and you're still in there fighting. So we'll be back after this break with more, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today, 1-877-605-9200, and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids, they're not genetically engineered, they're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Just take the microphone and tell the listeners out there where we need to go from here. What's your plans? What came out of this wonderful meeting you had the last 2 days? And where do we go from here? And how can we help? Would you do that for us?
Well, that's a big question. You know, we just talked at the end of our proceedings last night, and some of us got together and talked just about that. And some of it I don't want to give away to the other side. But
okay, that's understandable. Sure.
But we do have some plans.
We've got a lot of people out here that would like to help in some way, so you kind of direct us if there's anything we can do at this time or later. You know we're here to help.
Well, you know, again, one of the things that people can do is, you know, over years past, we've asked for donations. We're not doing that anymore. We haven't done that for a long time. But we had that final report produced. It cost a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort that you've just talked about. And so that's one of the many things that people could do, get that report if they've already got it. I mean, buy it so that you can give it to other people or pass it around to other people. Use it as a tool to wake people up, because people are waking up in this country. I don't know if we're going to wake up in time to do anything about it, but while we're standing and we're still free, let's do everything we can.
That's right.
Get a copy of that final report. We've got DVDs that tell about the Oklahoma City bombing and the corruptions that occurred. People can purchase.
Do that. We can get the word out, so you let us know how we do it. How can we get these items?
They go to the website okcbombing.org.
kcbombing.org, okay?
Get copies of any of those things or all of them. And we've got a few people out there that to this day, they still, every so often, they buy a certain number of videotapes or DVDs or the final report, and they pass them around until they wear them out or they, you know, somebody doesn't give it back to them, and they go buy more, and they keep using it. They're activists.
Okay.
They're like religious zealots. You know, they don't give up. It's something they do on a regular basis.
That's what we need to do, brother. We can't give up because I'll tell you what, as long as I've studied the communist movement out of this country and in this country, man, they never quit.
Yeah.
You know, they're absolutely 100% dedicated, and they never quit. If they take some kind of a little loss, man, the next day they dust themselves off and get up, and they come at us again.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have that same tenacity, and you and some others do. And so we need you to tell us what we can do, and we can certainly go to OKCBombing.org. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
www.okcbombing.org and pick up that final report. Now, it's been a few years since I've read the final report, brother. Tell us what we'll find in there that would be of interest to our fellow people in the community and our families.
Well, what people will find in there is the actual evidences, the names and the stories of the people that saw John Doe number one, John Doe number two, and in some cases people saw John Doe number three and four and five. And it's not just somebody's story that they're telling. It's actually in a report format. It's not a real dry format, but it's a report format where it deals with each subject in the case, like the eyewitnesses. And you can hear and see these people yourself, see what they saw. And what that does is it allows you to see what the government had, the information they had, and refused to use in the case. You can look at the proofs of prior knowledge. You know, it's one thing to listen to a program like this and hear one or two or three examples. It's another thing to actually see it in print, see the government documents,
yeah,
see the people's statements, that we have affidavits from all these people,
uh-huh,
and see what they said, like police officers, fire department heads of the department here in Oklahoma City, highway patrolmen, federal government and documents that we obtained through Freedom of Information Act,
yeah,
that shows they had prior knowledge. We've got ATF field reports that show that Andy Strassmeyer and others were saying, and they're quoted in this report, we must take our war against the government to a higher level and start blowing up government buildings, assassinate politicians, and create mass public shootings of civilians, end quote. So, you know, we don't just make these things up or somebody
sure
just told us.
He sure sounds like an intel infiltrator to me with those kind of statements. We track these government infiltrators into groups that get up and make speeches like that and try to get certain groups to commit crimes so the government can come in and take them down. What do you think about this guy? Do you think he was connected to the government?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind,
yeah,
that they knew he was there or he was working directly for them. They either allowed him to infiltrate on behalf, you know, allowed him to come over with the German government and effectively work for our government, or directly had a contract with our government.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. One can't draw any other conclusion,
right,
except that our government is so incompetent that they didn't know it, and then they allowed it. And if they're that incompetent, they need to be fired.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one thing we've talked about for years, you know, and we talked about it again in this conference. When you see all the information, only two conclusions are reasonable, unless you're hiding your head in the sand, and that is they're totally incompetent. They're like, you know, Barney Fife and Mayberry.
Yeah.
Or they were complicit in this in some way.
In
any event, we need to do some serious changing.
Right. Let me ask you, our dear brother, General Ben Parton, we've been friends a long time, he and I, and he's always had a problem with this attorney for Timothy McVeigh, Stephen Jones, and one of the big problems was that he met with Stephen Jones before they tore down the Mirror building. I know you know this story. And he told him he was going to file the proper paperwork as General Ben Parton to keep that building up until further investigation could be done. And Stephen Jones says, don't worry about it. I'm doing it. I'll take care of that. And, of course, he didn't do it, and the building was tore down. So General Ben Parton wonders if this Stephen Jones was on the side of the government in this case. Do you have any reading on Stephen Jones, the attorney? Because I know when Bill Clinton was prosecuted, when they tried to get him out, impeach him, the same thing happened. There was an attorney there that was prosecuting him, seemed to be working for Clinton and not for the impeachment. So how do you feel about Stephen Jones? Have you heard anything or have any feelings about him?
Well, I used to be, you know, I used to have had very serious reservations about him myself, but I decided a few years ago, after seeing him come out publicly over and over again and hammer the government for many, many things, that I think he is on the right side of this. I think he's an independent thinker and an independent person. And why he didn't do some of those things, I think they could be attributed to just mistakes in judgment or the fact that his workload was pretty tough. He might have given that to somebody else and they failed and he couldn't handle the whole job. I don't know.
Boy, I'll tell you, that building being destroyed was a great, great loss. And, of course, same thing happened down in Arkansas with our building down there to try to stop us from going in and doing independent investigations. They firebombed the house and they tried to get the National Guard to give them a aircraft, what do you call it, an aircraft gun to shoot down aircraft and an aircraft gun because this was a concrete building. They wanted to blow it to smithereens so no investigation could be done. So we got in there because they couldn't destroy it because it was all a foot thick concrete and got our information. And ever since then, brother, they've always destroyed the crime scenes like there at Oklahoma City. And then up at the Twin Towers, and of course Waco, they scraped that ground off, every piece of that ground, and buried it, and won't allow any people even get into the burial site where they buried all that. So losing that building was really a big, big problem, but I guess probably Stephen Jones wouldn't have accomplished the task anyway if the government was complicit in any way in that, don't you think?
Yeah, I, Jack, you know, the thing is I'm not trying to just take up for Stephen Jones, but as I've been involved in this, I've noticed that, you know, over time, some people have accused me of things, and some of them pretty crazy, and I think it kind of goes with the territory that, you know, if I could go backwards in time, there's a number of things I'd do differently.
Okay.
For one thing, and number two, some things just don't seem, aren't as they seem a lot of times. So I think that probably applies to Jones. He'd probably do some things different himself.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that from you because our police association hasn't taken a stand. It's just that General Ben isn't too happy with him.
And and I know.
I would say this to General Ben Parton. I haven't said it to him, but even if Stephen Jones was trying to preserve that crime scene, he probably wouldn't have accomplished it if the government was complicit in any way. Wouldn't you believe that?
Oh, yeah. They're going to have their way, probably. Yeah. But, you know, I agree strongly that, my goodness, I wish somebody would have fought for that harder than what was done. You know, one of the things that Stephen Jones did that is really significant in this case, among many, is that he filed that writ of mandamus. There's, you know, these cases are so thick with information, we forget so much.
Right.
That's why we did the final report, so it wouldn't be forgotten. But
Hold on just a minute, brother. Let's get our buddy up here. Alex Jones is on the line. And Alex, come on in here. We've got, as you know, our good buddy from Oklahoma City.
Well, Representative Keyes, I was honored when you guys invited me up for the 10th anniversary, and I apologize that I couldn't be there, but I knew that it was in better hands than mine, and your report is encyclopedic. It's the size of the Fort Worth phone book, And I use a lot of the material on it in my film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Bottom line, I just wanted to call and commend you for what you've done. And now most people I talk to around the country have at least heard large segments of the truth concerning government involvement in that attack. And we know that Oklahoma City was a precursor or a beta test for even larger events that are being orchestrated by the shadow groups. And your work has just been so vital to this republic. You and, of course, General.
Yeah, well, hey, Alex, thanks a lot. Everybody appreciates you so tremendously. The fact that you're having, I tell you, it just blows my mind because the people I've run into over the last few years in the, quote, mainstream, you know, that aren't in the loop as far as really learning the truth out there, they start getting your tapes and videos and documentaries, and that's when I knew, man, you were really getting some people's attention. We sure wanted you at our event. Boy, we were really wanting you there, so we'll get you there the next time, hopefully.
You dropped off.
I think we left, lost
him. All right. Hey, Alex, thanks for calling in, buddy. All right. Well, another question we have here at our Police and Military Association, brother, is how many, do you know of how many people have mysteriously died, key witnesses who have been totally ignored by the mainstream media, of course? I know there's a Robert Chipman who was with the Air Force, and he mysteriously died. Have you had a number that have
The number kind of varies depending on who you want to put in that list, but Craig Roberts did an excellent presentation on the overall Oklahoma City case, and he dealt with that subject really well, covering all of that.
Good.
Of course, the top of the list is Terry Yakey and Don Chumley.
Chumley.
Who was one of the first doctors on the scene because his offices were just a couple of blocks north.
Yeah.
And I wish we could verify this, and we still yet may be able to one of these days. But the story is about Chumley is that he had agents come to him and asked to be bandaged up that actually didn't have any wounds that deserve bandaging,
yeah,
or dressing, I should say, or even any wounds at all, so that it would look like they were in the building, like Luke Franey,
right?
The guy that was claimed he was up in the building, but he wasn't.
Yeah, I guess some of the witnesses and also some of the victims and their families have stated that there was no ATF agents on site, and they had their office in there during that day. Do you know if that's true or not?
Well, I know this, and Don Browning, one of the police officer that was there, first time he's spoken publicly about the things that he knows, he told one of the stories about proving the lack of presence, meaning no one was in the building in the ATF offices that morning.
Yeah.
Valerie Rowden, who was a secretary, is on the list of the ATF, the ones they claim were in the building. Well, we know she's not because she's told a number of people that she wasn't in the building.
Yeah.
She told Don that at the trial of Timothy McVeigh in Denver. They had a little public, she was all irrational is what she was, and it was probably because she had a lot of guilt going on. But she approached Don in the courtroom and started saying, taking him to task on some issues. I probably ought to tell this story. She said, "Why were you in the building the night before with your dogs, you know, around looking for stuff?" And it's really kind of a weird deal. So they get into this this tit for tat, and Don's a real gentleman, a real cool headed guy, and he just responds to her questions, and she started, you know, saying things that didn't make sense about that, and she eventually asked her, "Well, where were you?" She said, "Well, I wasn't there. I was at a doctor's appointment or something." And we have another witness that saw her, that knew her very well, and saw her at one of the many funerals that were happening, just, you know, back to back to back. And he and another woman went up to this Valerie route and said, "Oh, Valerie, we're so glad you made it. We hadn't heard about you or been able to, you know, see you yet. We're glad you made it." She goes, "Well, I wasn't in the building that morning." And so, you know, there's some people like that I'm sure have really guilty consciences.
Oh,
I bet you they do. Some of these ATF agents, there's some really good stories in respect to them as they talk to the victims, the family members, I should say, particularly, in those first months and the first couple of years. See, the federal prosecutors really worked those family members real hard, and they would have these meetings, and they would try to they tried to give the impression they were really trying to cater to them and answer their questions and do anything they wanted. But then what they would do is they never would answer their questions. I'll follow up on that at the break.
Okay, very good. Folks, we're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program here and our dear brother, Charles Key. And we're going to wrap up the program when we come back. And stay tuned now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Representative Charles Key. Once again, we want to, from our police and military associations up here, and there are two, brother, we want to thank you and all those there that have kept the fires burning on this investigation. We just can't let it drop because there's guilty parties out there, and we need to know the truth of what happened. And so we as police investigators here, and military people, we certainly appreciate all your hard effort for all of us out there. And is there anything you'd like to say to us, brother? We've got a couple minutes left here of the program. So why don't you just take it and take us where you think we need to go.
Well, Jack, you know, one thing I want to do is say thank you to you for having the vision that you had years ago to create the organization that you had and to do the work you're doing, Aid and Abet. Gosh, how valuable that is and how important that is, especially over these last, I don't know how many years now, but you saw it way ahead of time. And, you know, where we're really going to be able to save our country is down at this grassroots level. You were just talking earlier about some of the states are doing. They're taking away the responsibilities and powers that should be at the city and county level and requiring state, autopsies and things of that nature.
The state medical examiner, instead of our people we vote in these county autopsy people, mm-hmm. and they're not doing it because they don't have the technology and the equipment, so they send these murder victims up to the state, and that allowed the Clinton crime family to just knock off hundreds of people down at Mena, Arkansas, and other places. And we worked on some of those cases too, brother. So it's a very dangerous thing for our officials in the county to not do their duty, as you found out in trying to impanel county grand juries and everything.
It's just another version of what we saw happen in Oklahoma City, and just the cases are the list goes on of all the power going up to the top.
Right.
And them controlling what goes on, and we need to disperse that. We need to reverse it and get it back down to the people.
Yeah, it's really sad. 24 years ago, I was involved in it receiving, as a police officer and police investigator in Phoenix, receiving orders that were immoral and unlawful at times for the greater good, of course. You know, as lawmen, we were told that we must protect the system from the people because the system is all important. And if the system falls, brother, then we're in all deep trouble and we'll lose our freedoms. And so we were taught to rationalize doing things immoral and unlawful. And now, look, there are some that get promoted up through the ranks that can actually be counted on to cover up things like you've been involved in, brother, the Oklahoma City bombing, for example.
Well, I know that, one of the things that bother me is when people have, over the years, is when people say, well, you know, this is over now. They won this battle. We got to go on to the next one.
Right.
And I know people, and maybe I've said that before in years past about something else, and I can understand how people can feel that way, that it's hard to keep on the battle against them. But we have to not fall into that mode, because then we're forever going to be letting them win and going on to the next tragedy they create.
Yeah. Give out that website again, so folks can order that material.
It's OKCbombing.org. That's OKC, like in Oklahoma City, OKCbombing.org.
Okay, brother. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on, and we want to have you back again. Would you do that for us?
I certainly will. Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate you
so much. Lord bless you real good and your whole team down there. Thank him for all of us cops up here.
We'll do it.
Well, that's it for today, folks. This old cop surely appreciates you being here, and I hope that you'll be with us tomorrow. God willing, we'll all be here. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.